Have you ever been hit with charges that you weren't expecting by your phone or internet company? The communications watchdog says it's got to stop and it's come up with some ideas about how to do it. Eddie Murphy is a telecoms expert at Priory Consulting Services. Hi, Eddie. What's Ofcom said?
Good evening. Well, what they've said is basically that any charges that people face that they might not have been expecting should be, at the very least, fair and reflect the costs that the organisations are carrying because of the way the customers pay their bills or have behaved with respect to their bills.
Can you give me an example of a hidden charge?
Well, there are things like not paying by direct debit. You may pay a higher fee than if you do pay your bill by direct debit, or if your payment is late, you may incur a charge, or if you terminate a contract early, then you may actually also be subject to additional charges.
It says these charges must be reasonable. What do they mean by that? Do they give any guidance?
I think that, well, the term they use in their press release is that the providers clearly market the true cost of their service, so that in the sense that any costs that people are causing these companies to incur are passed on to those customers, and only those costs, not anything else.
And when are they going to do something about it?
Well, it's starting, they're having a period of consultation at the moment to gather views from the industry, and they're looking for responses from that on May the 8th of this year, and they will then consider those responses and start considering how they might actually issue some directives for companies to behave. But these things don't generally proceed at a very fast pace, so I would expect something to happen probably not before the end of this year.
OK, Eddie Murphy, telecoms expert, Priory Consulting Group. Thank you. I know my phone bill is much